I love my job. I love the up-close and personal part of my job where I can spend time in small communities for, you know, if I have to be there for a half a day for some reason, I can do that. And in the Senate, you don't have that luxury because you've got a whole state to represent. Now that I am the Financial Services Subcommittee Chair of the Appropriations Committee, where so much legislation is going to be passed with regard to the budget, with the deficit, trying to get rid of health care, you name it, my subcommittee seems to have jurisdiction over pieces of everything. And so I'm in such a good position there to impact policy that I don't want to put that second. For the first time in the 14 years I've served in the House, we really have an opportunity to do things that are good for the state, obviously good for our constituents, and really make a difference. And as a junior senator, I'm not sure I would have that opportunity, number one. And number two, it would require me for the next couple of years to not pay as close attention to my current job, certainly on the subcommittee. And I don't think that that is fair to my colleagues, nor do I think it's fair to my constituents. Sitting on the House floor for 90 hours of debate last week while we debated our continuing resolution, because I was there the whole time, I probably had about 7 hours sleep in 3 days. I just thought, you know, I really love what I'm doing. And for once, with us in the majority, we can make a difference. And I wouldn't have that opportunity if I was running for the Senate. If I'm good at what I do, then why would I change? And I can, you know, you can always get better, and believe me, we can all be better at what we do, but I have a position now that I can really make an impact on things, a wide range of issues that impact our constituents and the American public. And so, to me, that is probably, I'm in a better position where I am, for the long term, at least for now.